Yesterday, we heard an inside view of how Bates College chooses its incoming students. Bates President Elaine Hansen said admission staff try to be proactive in learning about prospective students even before seeing their applications.
When we go to fairs and schools and take other opportunities to talk to people about Bates, we're often trying to improve the fit of the applicant and the college.
And that, says Stephen Roy Goodman, is a key point students and their parents often miss.
The whole admissions process is designed for the colleges to help colleges get the greatest number of students that satisfy their needs.
Goodman, based in Washington, D.C., hires himself out as an admissions strategist to students and their parents. He's also the author of a new book, College Admissions Together, It Takes a Family.
My job as an educational advisor is to help students to understand clearly what, help students understand clearly what their goals are, and then help them communicate those goals in such a way that they also satisfy the needs of the college. So I often equate this with the date, where the goal of the date isn't necessarily to satisfy everything that you're looking for, but to get the other person also interested in you, and you get them interested in you by helping them to understand how what you bring to the table is going to benefit them.
You know, in some ways, this reminds me of advice sometimes given to job seekers as well.
That's exactly right. And that's the difference between now and 20 or 30 years ago, where now we're expecting 17-year-old students to do what a 40-year-old job interviewer, a job seeker is trying to do.
Does this all lead you to any other suggestions as well about where to apply for colleges? What schools students should aim for?
Students should aim for schools where they feel that they will benefit from the university's type of education and where they believe that they have a chance of course, getting in. There's a big difference between a small liberal arts school like Bates and a major research institution like the University of Michigan. They're very different institutions with very different histories, and different types of students go to those schools. And so it's really important. What I advise my students to do is to visit as many colleges as they can in their sophomore and junior years so that they can clarify what it is that they're specifically looking for in the school.
Now, Bates admission staff says that one of the things they do is they start engaging with students whenever they can. If they show up at college fairs, if they come to the college for a visit, they're trying to get a sense of the students so that perhaps they have a little more information other than the paper application when it comes time to make the decision. So my question is, what does that tell students and perhaps their parents when they go on these college visits?
If I can speak directly to the applicant, your job is to look at what the university or the college can offer you specifically, and what specific programs or professors or side programs that the university can offer that are going to benefit your educational experience and or career. The goal here is to find that right fit of a school, but you're not going to find that right fit by just visiting one or two schools. By having more visits, you're going to help to kind of fine-tune where it is that you're looking for and where it is that you're looking, and you'll be able to understand the subtle distinctions between and amongst the schools.
Stephen Roy Goodman is an educational consultant and admissions strategist in Washington, D.C. His new book is called College Admissions Together, It Takes a Family.